was interested too in, you know, we could do a whole interview just on, you know, one of Alice Bailey's books, I'm sure, but interested in her thing about esoteric psychology and the statement, a blend of five energies in a human determines their goals, problems, available qualities, energy resources, and there's a correct method for unfoldment for each. She's obviously distilled a certain understanding of, you know, I don't know what we can do justice to in this. It's obviously there's five volumes out there on it. So,
well, I could take a stab at it.
Great.
The five energies that she's referring to are the five rays that every human being is conditioned by. Now, there's the book that you refer to, Esoteric Psychology, is one of five volumes of a treatise on the seven rays. There are said to be seven rays, seven streams of energy that emanate from divinity. In other words, that divinity expresses itself in a sevenfold way. These seven rays are, or seven expressions of divinity are power, love, intelligence, harmony through conflict, science or knowledge, devotion, and organization or order. Those are the seven expressions of pure divinity, and they're called seven rays. Every human being is a sum total of five of those rays, meaning that we have a physical body, which is governed by one of those rays. We have an emotional body, which is colored by another ray. A mental body, a mind, which is conditioned by energy of a ray, and then the sum total of our mental, emotional, and physical bodies is expressed through a personality, which is our outer presentation, our outer face to the world. That's usually still another ray. Sometimes there's a coinciding of, or an overlapping of the same ray in one body and another. And then the fifth body, or the fifth component, is the soul, or the higher self. We could think of the personality and its bodies, emotional, physical, and mental, as our current expression or our current achievement, and the soul is our still realizing self, our still developing or unfolding spiritual higher self. And each of those is expressed through a ray. So one might have, for example, one might be a second ray soul, meaning one's higher orientation and one's unfoldment, one's future is along the lines of love. One might be working through a personality which is governed by the fourth ray of harmony through conflict. One's mind, one's way of thinking and reasoning might be, for example, the fifth ray of science and knowledge. One might have a tendency to be oriented toward detail and the kind of mind that likes facts and experiential knowledge.
So you're saying all these different, to put it in a nutshell, all these different seven rays, we are a combination on our, from our different levels of mind, body, emotion, whatever, of those different rays, and each of us has different emphases on each of those levels.
That's right.
Right.
And those are the five energies that she was referring to in that statement. And when we can figure out, it's very difficult, but if you can make a pretty good determination of your ray makeup, you have a start on figuring out who you really are and where you need to put more focus and where you need to sandpaper your rough edges down a little. So there are always good and less good components to any of these rays. I think what people always need to keep in mind is that the seven rays are seven expressions of divinity. There are no bad rays. You can't say, well, I wish I had this ray instead of this one. They're all divine. But our response to them, our equipment, if you will, our bodies are not perfected. that's where this divine energy is distorted and can produce problems. So understanding these energies and how they work through us can help us get an idea of how we are using energy and force in our own self-expression, and it also helps us to understand others, not in a judgmental way, but hopefully with more compassion.